Hey everybody, this is Martin Zender, and I'm coming to you from Newark, New Jersey, and I look like Hermie, the elf who wanted to be a dentist with my hair going this way, and that's fine with me. I don't care. I can't smoke here because I'm in an airport. Did I say this was Newark? Newark, New Jersey. Well, it is. I'll prove it to you. Look at this. That doesn't prove to you that it's Newark, I don't know what will. I have to take advantage of this odd situation in order to talk about how we're going to travel in the next eon. The reason I'm in Newark is I've been 28 hours now. I'm on day two of trying to get to Ohio from Florida. This is the second day of my saga. My extravaganza. My youngest son, Paul, and his wife are going to have a baby. In fact, they're going to have the baby tomorrow, which tomorrow will be Thursday. And I'm on my way there. But what a wreck this trip has been. This has been, and I'm still not in Ohio yet. Things could still happen. This has been a real mess. And I can only figure that this is meant to be a contrast, and I'm meant to talk about it. Otherwise, cannot justify this. Of course, we always can, but anyway, at 5 a.m., I was at Fort Lauderdale Airport yesterday. My great and epic plan was to fly to Canton, Ohio, via Chicago. Reasonable enough. On United, the friendly skies. You got to put that in air quotes. That's all jokes intended there. Air quotes. The friendly skies. So the friendly skies had the best price. Maybe that's my first mistake. And they said, we're going to send you to Chicago. All well and good. As I got there at the lineup, the woman said, are you on the Chicago flight that was just canceled? I said, I don't know which Chicago flight was just canceled. The one you're on. All right. So, yes, there was a giant storm in Chicago of biblical proportions. And that storm was canceling like 300 flights nationwide into Chicago. So we had to rebook. And we stood in line for the longest time. I will tell you this about United Airlines employees. They don't give a crap about their customers. And they're slow. They're so slow. Everybody had to change their tickets. There was a giant line. I don't know if the person behind the screen was writing a novel or writing home or doing their banking for the month. I don't know. But they sure as hell weren't helping customers get new flights. Anyway, I waited an hour and a half. When I finally got up there, they said, this is what happened. The woman said, oh boy, we might have to not get you out till tomorrow. I said, no, I really want to get out today. Oh, she says, while we were speaking, a flight came up. There's an opening. We're going to send you to Newark. What could be better than sending you to Newark? But then you can connect from Newark to Akron Canton. You won't be able. I was supposed to leave at 6:30 a.m., but now I wasn't going to be able to leave till 1 p.m. So I took an Uber home. I live 5 minutes from the Fort Lauderdale Airport, and I was going to get to Ohio at 2 p.m. via Chicago, but now I was going to get there at 4 p.m. via Newark. Not a problem, except for one thing: the storm that was in Chicago went wee all the way to Newark, and there was like biblical type storms in Newark. Biblical. I mean, they couldn't believe it. In fact, our plane left Fort Lauderdale to go to Newark, but the plane was forced to land in Dulles. That's right, Dulles, Washington D.C. Forced to land there, and this was around 5 o'clock. At midnight, we still hadn't left. That's right. We boarded the plane three times. We went on the plane, buckled up, we can't leave. Went back into the airport, came out again, second time. I know that the oxygen mask will fall down in case of a pressure drop. I know how to put a seatbelt on. I know. Oh, they have to tell you anyway. By the time we got out of Dulles, oh, by the way, I'm going to show you a little photo I took with a guy I saw at the store there at Dulles Airport in Washington, D.C., so you're looking at that now. Yeah. He wanted my autograph, and luckily I had a copy of How to Quit Church Without Quitting God, so I gave him an autograph of my book. So anyway, got on the plane at midnight, 12:30, we finally took off for good. No more false alarms, and we got to this wonderful airport. Look at the beauty. We got to this airport at 1:30 a.m. And then, because of the United Airlines dedication to customer service, I waited 2 hours from 1:30 a.m. to 3:30 a.m. to rebook my flight, which I'd obviously missed my connecting flight to Canton, Ohio, my hometown. Yes, I missed it. I missed it. Well, all right. So now it was 3:30 a.m., nearly 24 hours since I started this extravaganza. And my new flight was not until 3 p.m. 3 p.m. So it was 3:30 a.m. at the time, so I figured I needed some sleep. So I never slept on an airport floor before, so this is first time for everything. So I used my handy dandy little bag here. See that? I used that as a pillow, and I used this jacket as a tent. I put it over my head. I was in like a little cozy little tent. Oh, it was so cozy and nice. But unfortunately, I was kind of camped on the floor. Like, I was like here, see? And this other guy was like on the seats, and I thought I was far enough away from the guy on the seats, but during the night, the guy on the seats, his little legs slipped off the little seats, and he was wearing army boots, and they landed on my head. I awoke with a start. I'll include a picture. I took a picture while the guy was still sleeping of his epic army boots that clobbered me in the head at probably 4:30 a.m. Anyway, I woke up after an hour of sleep, and now I'm waiting for my flight. I still have, like, I think it's 10. I still have, like, 4 hours to wait here. So I wanted to make a video for you. So that's the introduction. I thought I liked airports, but I'm really getting tired of all the George Jetson type stuff. I mean, look at this. You know, I mean, yes, outside it looks primitive, but they got all this George Jetson type space age stuff. Bam, 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 bam. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't even order breakfast. You know, in the old days, you order breakfast, a nice serving woman comes over to you and she says, would you like some coffee, hon? Can I get you some scrambled eggs, hon? No, now you have computers at the table and you have to type in what you want on the computer, and you have to calculate the gratuity before you've even been served. How the hell do you know what kind of tip you want to get? You haven't been served yet. So that was irritating. I'm an old school guy, and some guy across from me didn't know how to work the thing at all. I was somewhat able to work my way through it. I gave him my Jetsons analogy, and he says he was more like a Flintstone guy. Yes, me too. I'm a Flintstone guy. Oh, yeah. Modern Stone Age family. So there's the contrast. Now, people ask me, Martin, people are upset when they find out that they're going to be in heaven, and they don't think they're going to be able to come back here on earth. Folks, you have no idea the lack of impediments we're going to have for travel. The lack of impediments. The lack of them. Hey. And so that is, we will be able at will to come to Earth when we want to. I don't care if it's the millennial Earth or the new Earth, whichever Earth you want, that's the Earth you'll be able to come down to. And it'll be easy. Some people think we'll be able to move at the speed of thought. Why not? I think the only thing separating us between like point A and point B is time. And if we're going to be changed, our bodies are going to be changed at a molecular structure, at the molecular level, and then we're going to be as light. In fact, Paul compares our new bodies to the celestial bodies like the sun and the stars. So that gives us a hint, I think, that our bodies will be sustained from within. They will be light-like. And we know that light travels at an incredibly fast speed, 93 million miles a second. Or something like that. Yeah, it's pretty quick. So why wouldn't we be able to travel that fast, if not faster? Believe me, you're going to be impressed at how easy it is to travel. And I just thought this whole trip, which is still ongoing, I still don't know if I'm going to get home at 4. Probably going to be a big storm in Ohio, and they're going to divert us to, you know, Lubbock, Texas or something, or Brownsville, or Sacramento. Anyway, I think God is doing this with all of us, setting us up with the contrast. I've never taken this long, over a day. This is day 2 of a simple 3-hour flight. It's a 3-hour flight. I was telling my sister that, and she said, a 3-hour tour, a 3-hour tour. I said, yeah, great analogy. Great analogy. Very appropriate. So I'm not home yet, but anyway, I'll let you know how things go with Paul's Ito baby. This does not mean I'm going to be the G word. My son is having a baby, okay? But if you think that makes me the G word, I'm not buying into that at all. That will not happen. I am picking out alternative terms. I haven't run this past Paul yet, but I'm thinking of Slick. Or Chief, or Daddy-O, Big Daddy, but not the G word. No, I'm not that old. Doesn't happen. My son is gonna, wife of my son, otherwise known as my daughter-in-law, is gonna have a baby. Yes, but that, just get that G word out of your mind, out of your mind. So we will not be limited to the celestial world. We'll be able to come and go. Some people get hung up on it. They think that since we're in the celestials, we're glued there. On the other hand, the Israel saints, I think they are glued to the earth during the millennium. Yes, they don't have bodies suited to the celestial realm. We will, because that's our native realm. You see, the celestial world is our native realm. So we have bodies suited to that realm. Now, when you go into the celestial realm, you have to travel in a tin can. You have to have a pressurized suit. Even in the crafts that I was in yesterday, the metal tubes, they're pressurized. You can't go up above a certain altitude without supplemental oxygen. What is it, 25,000 feet? I don't know. This really nice black woman was seated next to me. I'll show you a picture of her too. She was traveling with a black garbage bag for a suitcase. And she didn't seem to have too much in the way of money, so I bought her food on the plane. And I had a couple little whiskey bottles. Boy, was she happy to see those. She was laughing at me because I was taking a nip of my Maker's Mark, my little travel size. And she goes, woo-hoo! She was so happy, and I said, I'll hook you up. So as soon as we reached cruising altitude, I hooked her up with a couple of those. She was happy. Then I got her a meal, and I was listening to some songs on my headphones, and I knew I had some songs there that she would like. Her name was Jean, probably still is, and I gave her KC and the Sunshine Band song. I'm your boogeyman, that's what I am. And I put that on for her, and she absolutely went crazy. I had to tell her, keep it down, but she's going like this and singing it at the top of her lungs because she can't hear herself sing. I had to control that woman, let me tell you this. Yeah, and she was very vociferous, very loud, very interesting character. We hung out together, actually. I got us some French fries and a Coke while we were had our three boardings in Dulles. In fact, this was cute, I have to tell you this. On the last leg of the flight at 12:30 a.m. when we finally left Dulles to come to Newark, she put her head on my shoulder. That was so sweet, you know? She was tired and she felt comfortable with me, and she just put her head down on my shoulder. I thought that was nice. The flight was only an hour. I actually slept a little bit, and so did she. Think of the stories of the souls we're going to encounter, we're going to meet in our celestial roles. It's going to be incredible. And the characters that we meet, I'm looking forward to it. I thank God for the contrast. That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about the contrast. Remember that. God doesn't waste anything. You see this crap on the loudspeaker? Oh, it's getting so old, so old. I mean, I can see being flying for 2 days if you're going to Afghanistan or the South Pole or Tasmania. But when you're going from Fort Lauderdale to Ohio, you don't fly for 2 days. All right, this is Martin Zender signing off with my speaking partner here, signing off from Newark. Shut up, lady. Honestly, she likes to hear herself talk. Her kids never listen to her. Her husband never listens to her. She comes to work and she can talk and nobody can stop her. She's a queen of the loudspeaker. So she just goes on and on and on, and I guess I shouldn't begrudge her that. She has no home life, obviously. She doesn't know how to shut up. Yeah, so Martin Zender signing off from Newark, New Jersey.